Jasper Collins, Kevin Burke, Nick Driscoll, Coach Karras. Zoop?
Coach, you've been a part of a lot of games here. Have you ever, I guess, what were your feelings in that fourth quarter, the way it unfolded?
I really think most of it we just think. We don't get into feelings until it's all over. But I kept hearing things on the sideline that I knew our players thought, you know, we'd rally and score.
Was there any emotion you did not experience this game? Frustration, elation?
Nope. They were all. This game had them all, didn't it?
Sure did.
Yeah.
Coach, I'd ask Jake about he said you guys were just setting up there when you got the big play to go down for the field goal, and then he just saw everything opened up. And I mean, that obviously what you guys were just, after you got the big play, just get it in the middle of the field so we can get that field goal on.
Yeah, I was hoping the ball would end up somewhere near the middle, so if we had one timeout left, we could use it and kick a field goal, but it worked even better than that, didn't it? Yeah, it did. It's the play we ran consistently all day, and it was stopped many times, but that time it was a hit.
Coach, before that final drive, you called a timeout. You basically say, we're moving the ball, just protect it, and we got this game. That the general gist of it?
You hate that. You know, I seldom say that when we're dropping it because it makes it sound like I'm blaming somebody. So I was hoping we'd protect it, though. But, I can't remember the timeout right now. I know we used a couple because things didn't look good based on the play we had called. But I can't remember the last one. I can't remember the one before the drive start. I'd probably tell him Kevin to, throw that ball to Junior.
Kevin, on the last two drives, you were consistently able to find guys over the middle. Was that something that didn't open up until that point in the game, or did something y'all just saw then?
It was something that was there sporadically throughout the game. maybe not every time we ran, a pass play, it didn't open up every time, but with players like Junior, he's able to, make something out of nothing. And, he runs great routes. He has great interpretation of routes. And he gets over the middle, and he runs a great route, gets open. And that was something we were looking for a few times on the last couple of drives, just because we knew it was going to be there.
Kevin, after the pick six, they had the ball and maybe control a little bit of the game for the first time. They went up there and tried to run that 4th-and-2 quick play, and the defense made a great stop. Was that when you got a sense that, like Nick's just shaking his head, that seemed to send momentum your way?
I think that was the turning point for us. Going into, when we had that ball, when I threw that pick six, it's devastating, obviously. There's nothing good about it as a quarterback. And, it's a great feeling when your defense steps up the way they did. And they've been doing it all year, so it's nothing new. And we just rallied behind them. So.
Same thing on the punt block, Nick. That was just such a key play, too.
Yeah, special teams always plays a big part in the game. It's one third of the game, as they say. We weren't actually going for the punt block, but I'm not really sure what they were doing back there, if he tried to fake it for a second or what, but I think it was Hank that came in with a big block, and Nigel recovering the end zone. The game just swung at that point, defensively. It feels good. Most of the special team guys are on defense, so it kind of feels like a defensive, play right there, so they just kind of swung for us, and just kept playing.
Kevin, was there ever a temptation to think this is just not our day? Every time you guys
are
finding them off again and
then turn
over,
let's
score again.
Sure. There's that temptation to say, I played a great game. It's not our year. It's not our game. But that's not the way we play. That's not the way we were taught to play. Hanging around these guys, being around these guys all the time, you figure that out quick that we're not going to give up until it's zero on the scoreboard. So. Having that mentality as a Mount Union player, and I don't know who I'd rather be with than these guys, and the mentality they have, just the tenacity they have for the game. So.
Coach, when you're looking at the numbers here, and you see that Nick had 19 tackles and that Jasper had 11 catches for 200 yards, you know, what do these two guys mean to this team?
Well, first, you know, our defense played really well today. Mary Harden Baylor, right there offensively, you know, at the top of the charts in D3 in the major in scoring and total offense, rushing. So we played great defense. And it was that great defense really that enabled us to overcome the five turnovers. Because that was extra possessions and for Mary Harden Baylor, but our defense played steady from beginning to end. I realize it more once I see the stats here. 13 first downs and 275 yards.
What'd you do to shut down the run? Because at halftime they ran the ball 30 times for like 167. They only ran the ball 17 times. Was that a combination of your offense controlling the ball or?
Well, their good running plays are options. And you know, players have to, and they're better at it than everyone else. They have several option plays. So you have to tackle the dive back, and you have to defend the quarterback, and you have to defend the pitch. And the first half was, you know, sort of a training ground, I think. And our defensive players are veterans, and they responded and played the same plays better in the second half.
Coach, could you talk about Vetchko and the kind of game he had?
He's a dynamically quick and powerful player, and you know, he's had games like this. I think in our conference, he's accounted for by our opponents. But if he's one-on-one, he can make plays, and he made several today. I'm sure I don't remember all of them, but I remember that last one.
Nick, I
want to
ask you about the defense. You know, they got the five turnover. All their points came off the turnovers. So when you guys basically had, you know, they got cold starts, so to speak, off kickoff and punt, you guys really shut them down. How did you grade your performance out there?
You know, it's hard to defend your end zone on a turnover like that, and you know, it kind of showed. You know, we came out and I look at every time our offense turned the ball over. I just kind of look at it as an opportunity for us, you know, as a defense to step up and you know, kind of show that we're the number one defense in the country. You know. Statistically, you know, we are. And, you know, it's just an opportunity. They, you know, they're Mary Harden Baylor was a good team. You know, hats off to them. It was a fun game. You know, they scored on us, and I don't know. You know, I'm just thankful that it ended up our way.
It seemed like they were really aggressive after they got the turnover. Where it seemed like in the past maybe some teams get turnovers against you guys, and they kind of. You know, run. It seemed like they were really kind of going for the jugular. Something you guys maybe aren't used to.
Yeah, you know, we realize that a lot of times they got a turnover, they got some momentum, they throw in play action. And it's tough, you know, because we're not defending as much field, so, you know, we're trying to stop the run and throw in play action. And, you know, we gave up a couple plays here, but it worked out in our favor in the end.
Junior, Nick, can you guys talk about what it means as seniors to get back to the
step level? You go, yeah. Well, you know, I came to Mount Union for one reason, and that was to win national championship. And haven't done that yet, so you know, I'm just thankful to be back and the opportunity's here.
Yeah, you know, pretty much same thing. You know, like you said, kind of come to Mount Union, you know, to compete, and obviously playing the stack ball every year. So, you know, we've been 4 years straight. You know, so it's definitely a blessing. You know, and like you said, the opportunity's here again, and you know, we just got to finish.
You guys started so hot today, and you started hot. You guys kind of vanished for a little bit there. Did they make some good adjustments on you? I noticed they had 15 on you, the guy who had to pick. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, just took over or what, but you guys were really going.
Yeah, you know, like you said, I think we got going early, and that's one thing we want to do, you know, is have a great start. You know, that's very important in every game we play, so I think that was our key. And then you know, they had some coverages that, you know, we didn't expect, you know, as much. I know we've seen everything that they could do, but, you know, it was kind of, you know, we didn't think that, you know, they'd go 2-1 to, you know, with the talent we have. So, but, you know, that's fine with us. You know, we're a team, and, you know, if you want to do that, you know, we have a lot of other threats. And, you know, like I said, Kevin the playmaker, You know, you can throw the ball, you can run it anytime. So, you know, when you key in on one guy, you know, it opens up a lot of other things.
Third and 21, and you had a couple of big third down conversions there. Were you totally looking at Junior on those?
No.
No?
There's, I mean, if I did that, they'd know. And they'd read my eyes. And, their linebacker, 23 Jones, you know, he did that on one play, and he got a pick. I mean, so, you know, I knew I couldn't lock on Junior, and, it, you know, it paid dividends because you just make your reads out there, and although it's a serious game and there's a lot of pressure, you just got to think back to the fundamentals and stick to what you do best, and, you know, the result is there.
For any of the players, maybe specifically the senior, you win so many games on a blowout and everything, but when it comes down to this game, I mean, you didn't panic at all. Is there something that you go back to that maybe Coach says back in August that you're going to get into a game like this and you've got to get this done and I got to get it?
Yeah. Is there a moment? Oh, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, of course, Karras is a great coach, you know. He's been, you know, like, here forever. So it's like,
maybe longer.
And you know, we're far from a perfect team. You know, I think it's a football game, so mistakes are gonna happen. You know, guys are gonna make plays. Things are gonna go against you with football. You know, that's just the game. But you know, in tight situations, I think us being experienced, you know, we've had, you know, Stag Bowl experience where, you know, things haven't went our way and it's a tight game where, you know, guys need to step up. So I think that that really helps our leadership, you know, teaching young guys, you know, hey, you know, it's not about, you know, the next plays or the past plays, you know, it's about right now. So I think taking advantage of every play, you know, and executing is the key.
You and Kevin were not on the same path on a couple plays today. You guys talking to try and solve that?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to hit everyone, but we're obviously, I mean, we're always talking, trying to get on the same page. Some of them didn't go our way, but more than enough went our way that, you know, it was enough to get the job done. So that's all we asked for. And
did you think they took the sideline away from you most of the game?
At times. You know, they did a good job of playing two over on Junior. And, you know, we'd have to come back to some other players and then come right back to Junior and get some big plays. So, you know, they did a good job at some points covering the sidelines, not letting Junior get a comeback or two. But overall, they couldn't stop him.